Okay, well done, everybody, for, okay, you guys coming down as well, that's great, for leading us in your wonderful singing, for your prayers, for the Bible readings, for everything that you've done. It has been a great, great service. Now, we're almost finished. We've just got a wee bit more to go, and I just want to talk to you for a minute or two, and I want to ask you a question, okay? What was the first thing, okay, that you did this morning after you managed to trail yourself out of bed and pull the duvet off and you got up and you got dressed? What was the first thing that you did then after that? Yeah, what did you do? What did you do? You had your breakfast, okay? Did anybody do anything different? Yes? You played the Xbox. Well, you are now. What did you do? You got ready for what, church? Yeah? Anybody else do anything different? Yeah? What about you? Watch TV? We're getting it all now. Here we are. Any more? What about you? What did you do? First thing. Got dressed. Very sensible. Right, okay, one more. Yes? Played with your dog. Now, I'm glad you said that, because that's the very first thing that I did. After I got myself out of bed and got myself dressed, I took my dog out for a walk. Here's a picture of my dog, Bruce. There he is. Everybody say, ah. Does anybody know what type of dog Bruce is? Yeah? I hear somebody over here saying it. Do you? He is a miniature schnauzer. He's only a wee dog. Now, Bruce is he's like any other dog. I got this morning, took him for a walk. He loves to run up the lane. He loves to sniff things. He loves it when I throw a ball, and he runs after it and catches it and then brings it back. He loves to jump up onto the sofa and snuggle in and get all warm. You know what else he loves? He loves it when he gets his dinner. He loves his dinner. Here he is. Here's a picture of him getting his dinner. There he is. What's the funny? What are you laughing at? Oh, he's getting his dinner. Huh? Us. What? Is that not how you eat your dinner? Up at the table. Well, I'll let you in on a wee secret. This is not how Bruce normally eats his dinner. But I'm thinking of a plan for Britain's Got Talent next year. If you've been watching it this year, you wouldn't blame me. No, he normally eats his dinner on the floor, but he's very good. He's a very good dog, and I was able to set this up. But I'm not here to talk about my dog, but I want to tell you a story. And in this story, there's a dog. But what I want you also to try and work out is, and we've been thinking this morning about heroes, haven't we? I want you to try and think, who is the hero in this story? Okay, and this is a story about a boy. His name was Eric. Anybody here called Eric? No. Now, Eric was an orphan. Lived in an orphanage. Can anybody tell me what is an orphan? Who knows? Does anybody know? Yeah? It's a boy or a girl who has no mom or dad for different reasons. And he grew up in this orphanage. Now, he was about 8 or 9, and he was quite small. And he didn't have that many friends in the orphanage. And sometimes when he was maybe walking along the corridor, somebody might put out their foot and trip him up, or somebody might call him a name from somewhere and say nasty things about him. But Eric didn't really let it bother him that much. He just thought, well, it's just the way it is. And he just got on with things and just got on with it. Now, there was lots of things that he loved to do. And just like Bruce, he loved it when it came to dinner time in the orphanage. And there was one day in particular, I think it was a Thursday, he was making his way up to the dinner hall, to the canteen, you know where you go for your dinner in school, you have your lunch, so it's just like that. And he saw the sign that said what it was for dinner. And he was so happy because it was his favorite food of all time. It was sausages, chips, and beans. He thought, he licked his lip. No, you don't like that. You love sausages, great. Who likes sausages? Oh, of course we do. Sausages, chips, and beans. So he walked down to the dining hall, and he walked up, and he got his tray to put his dinner on it, and he walked along, and the lady put his dinner on the tray, and then he turned around with the tray, and he looked for somewhere to sit. He looked around, and he saw a seat away down at the back, And just as he went to walk down to get his chair, this big boy ran up from beside him and smacked the tray out from underneath him. And the plate went up in the air, the beans went up in the air, the sausages went flying, the chips went flying, came down around him. And there he was standing with all this food on him and food on the floor and a plate smashed. And then all of a sudden, everybody started to laugh and stamp their feet. And Eric didn't know what to do. So he looked at the door of the canteen and he thought, that's where I'm going. So he ran down to the door in the canteen. And when he got out through that door, he ran out to the entrance of the orphanage. And when he got to the entrance, he ran to the front door. And he pushed the front door open and he ran through it. And then he ran to the end of the driveway. And when he got to the end of the drive, there were two big pillars. And he looked left and then he looked right. And he decided he would run right. And he ran and he ran and he ran, just like this boy, kept running. And he ran for so long that he didn't even know where he was anymore. But just as he was getting out of breath and getting tired, he came across this park. Has anybody been to the People's Park in Ballymena? Yeah, so that's what it was like, a big park, and there were swings and slides and trees. And he walked into the park, and he went over and saw a lovely big tree in the distance and a bench beside the tree. So he went over and he sat down on the bench. And when he sat down, he began to think about everything that happened that day and just how people were mean to him in the orphanage. And you know what he did? He started to cry. He cried and he cried and he cried. He cried so much that he nearly cried himself to sleep. And it was getting dark, and he didn't want to go back to the orphanage. So what he did was he pulled his feet and his legs up onto the bench, and he lay down. He was going to go to sleep out on this bench in the middle of a park. We didn't know where he was. And just as he was about to fall asleep, you know that feeling where you're just about to go to sleep and the TV's on in the distance and it starts to get nice and quiet and you're getting all cozy. The next thing, he felt this tug on his leg. And he woke up and he looked down and there was a wee dog pulling at his trouser leg. So Eric sat up and he says, "Oh, hello, boy." He says, "What's your name?" And the dog said, "Ralph." And Eric thought, "Ralph, it's a talking dog. Wow." And he says, "So where do you come from, Ralph?" And the dog said, "Ralph, Ralph, 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 Ralph." Now, it wasn't a talking dog. He just thought it was a talking dog. It wasn't a talking dog. It was like a wee small dog, a wee Jack Russell. I like Bruce. And then the next thing, he heard a voice saying, "Oh, his name is Timmy." And Eric looked round, and there was a man coming towards him. Now, he was a bit of an older man, maybe like your granda or an uncle. He was slightly older, and he had a wee cap on, and he was walking with a stick, and he had a long coat. And he walked over and said, "This is my wee dog, Timmy." So this man sat down beside Eric, and he asked him, "What's your name? Why are you out in the park when it's dark? Where do you live?" And Eric told him the whole story of how he lived in the orphanage and all the things that had happened and what had happened that day and how he had got to the park. And the man said to him, he said, "Okay, Eric, I think this is what you need to do. I think you need to go back to the orphanage." Now, he didn't want to go because he didn't like it there, but he had nowhere else to go. So the man said to him, "Come on, I'll walk you back to the orphanage." So up they got off the bench and they walked out the park and up the road and came to the gates and walked. So as they stopped at the gates, the man said to him, "Right, Eric, go you back inside. Everything will be okay." So Eric went back in and went down the corridor and got to his room. And when he got into his bedroom, he climbed into his bed. You know, the worst thing about it was nobody even knew he was gone. Nobody. It was about 2 weeks later, and he was in the orphanage doing what he normally does, when one of his friends come up to him and says, "Eric," "the principal wants to see you." Now, what does that normally mean? Or the head teacher. When they say they want to see you in their office, you may be in trouble. Maybe it's just me. But yes, normally, so he thought, "What have I done?" So he walked down the corridor, came up to the office and knocked on the door. And just as he knocked on the door, the next thing, this wee dog came running out and jumping up and trying to lick him, and he realized it was Timmy the dog. And the door into the office opened up, and there was the man that he'd met in the park that day and a lady with him. And the principal said to Eric, says, "Eric, do you know who this is?" And Eric nodded. And the principal says, "This is Mr. Henry, and this is his wife, Mrs. Henry." I said, Eric, if you want to, you can go and you can live with Mr. and Mrs. Henry in their house because they want to adopt you. They want you to be their son. What do you think? You know, Eric didn't even have to think about it. He ran over and he just threw his arms around Mr. Henry. He was so, so happy. And that day he went off and he went to live with Mr. and Mrs. Henry in their house. Now, what does that story teach us? Well, first of all, here's the question. Who is the hero in the story? Yeah. Who do you think was the hero? It was Eric that needed a hero. And who do you think that hero was? Yeah. Okay, the dog had something to do with it, but who owned the dog? Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry came, he was basically his hero. He was the one that came and got him out in the orphanage and got him into a nice home where he could grow up and do all the things that he wanted to do. And we've been thinking today about heroes in the Bible, haven't we? We've been thinking of Daniel and David and Joshua, and we've been thinking about the best hero of all times, Jesus. Do you know we have a superhero with us this morning? Did you know that? It's not Jesus. Superman sitting down there at the sound desk. Did you notice that this morning? Stand up, Superman, do we see you? Really embarrass you there. There he is. Hey! You know, and whenever you think of a hero, you maybe think of superhero or Batman or some of those people. And that story from Mark's gospel, which was read for us, about when Jesus calmed the storm. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being on a boat in a storm? And you're so terrified, you're so scared because you think you're going to die. And do you remember, where was Jesus during that storm? Who can remember? What was Jesus doing when the disciples were in the boat and they were getting swayed? Who said it? Sleeping. Jesus was asleep, lying in the boat with his head in a pillow. And when the disciples were running around all scared, and Jesus woke up and he said three words. He said, quiet, be still. And what does that teach us? Well, I believe it teaches us a lot of things, but one of the things that is really important for us is that no matter what we are going through in life, no matter when we feel that we're in a storm or life is difficult or life is hard, we can trust in Jesus that he is with us during those difficult times. And even more so, Jesus was able to be asleep on the boat. He was asleep. Because Jesus is the Lord of all creation. He is the Lord of the storms, everything. And that's why he had the peace to be asleep. And we can trust in him. And that story also teaches us about how we treat other people. Do we say nasty things to other people? Do we know of anybody in our school that bullies somebody else? And should we do something about it? It's very, very important. Or have we maybe said something to somebody that wasn't nice? Or somebody said something to us and it's hurt us? Well, you need to tell somebody about that. And the third thing it teaches us is that God, not Mr. Henry or anybody else, God wants to be our Father. God wants to be your Father and my Father. Because that's who God is. God is a Father. And he sent Jesus into this world to live and to die. And by dying on the cross, he took all our sins, everything upon him. That whenever we trust in Jesus, then we are saved, we are free from our sins, and God is our Father. And the Bible tells us that we are children of God. So there's a challenge there today. Is God your Father? Can you say, can you pray to him, my Father, because of what Jesus has done? Heroes. Who is your hero? As I stand here today, I say that my hero is Jesus Christ. He is the hero of all our lives. He is the only one that we can put our faith and our trust in. That one day we will go to heaven to be with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. And that is the best news. And I want to ask you today, is Jesus Christ your hero? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Well, if he is not, you can turn to him and you can trust in him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, we thank you that when life is difficult and we are caught up in whatever storms may come our way, that Father, you are with us. That Lord, your word tells us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, help us, each of us today, to have the boldness and the confidence to say that Jesus is our Lord, that Jesus is our hero, and that we live our lives for him. To the glory of your name, amen.